This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom.
Hello and welcome to the Sissy That Talk Show podcast. I'm Joseph Shepherd and I'm joined today by the one and only Willem. How you doing?
Hello.
We're on the show version and now we're on the podcast version. Did you have fun on the show?
I had fun up there, yeah.
Got a little stripper.
Uh-huh.
A little action.
Honey, that was lovely.
Do you have any favorite strip clubs in the U.S.? Or let's just go the world.
Okay. One... Atlanta that just closed, Swingin' Richards.
Oh my gosh, Swingin' Richards was the best. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that one I've been to a lot. Mm-hmm. Dallas has like Zippers, Cherries, the Tin Room, BJ's. There's so many in Dallas.
Do you get private dances at all these or are you just watching?
Hopefully.
Yeah. One time at Swingin' Richards, the stripper was giving a private dance, and as he lifted his foot up, did that, a whole bag of cocaine fell out onto my lap.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then he was like, give it back. And it's like...
Miner's keepers.
Yes, exactly. So we know that you have a long list of IMDb credits, TV and movie, and then you're performing on the stage... Death Drop.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference to you in performing in a theatrical production versus like a television or film? Do you prefer one over the other?
I don't prefer one over the other, but one has instant gratification because there's an audience. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Other than that, it's just doing what you do.
When you are on the West End and you're performing, do you have your good and your bad audiences?
Usually like... matinees are get a bad rap, but like our matinees have been great, so we've been having great audiences actually. Yeah,
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like all ages that come to the show or what is it?
Mm-hmm. It's it runs the gamut. Everybody comes. It's a, who doesn't want to laugh, you know?
Would you want to be on Broadway?
Yeah, if I get a job there. That'd be nice.
So let's talk a little bit about what your on-the-road food go-tos are.
Okay.
If you are on the road, and are you a fast food eater?
Mm-hmm. Tell me where and I'll tell you my order.
Okay. Let's start with McDonald's.
McDonald's, I want a Big Mac, but I don't want cheese on it. And then I want ketchup and mustard also on it.
No cheese, ketchup and mustard.
In the UK, you order off of a thing so you can customize it. So it's great. Mm. And then I get the bag of carrots or a bag of apples and then two apple pies. That's it.
How do you maintain, because your body is fucking fire, how do you maintain your body if you're eating junky on the road sometimes?
I don't know. I do the same thing every day, exercise-wise. So I don't weigh myself and I kind of, as long as I look happy in the mirror, I'm happy. So I don't really have like, I don't eat Big Macs every day.
You sure?
Yeah. I know. I wish I could, but like it's not feasible healthy wise. I try to always eat like vegetables and at least one salad a day or something.
Mm-hmm. What about the lovely fast food restaurant that you had a whole song about. Have you ate at Chick-fil-A anytime soon?
I haven't bought Chick-fil-A in years. Since
all the drama.
Well, yeah. I mean, I used to go because a Chick-fil-A franchise owner gave me 100 free sandwich cards. And so I would go to the one by my house and just get free sandwiches. But like, that was it. I was like, I don't need to be spending money there. It's not that good. It was the fries that were good.
Yeah.
The fries at Chick-fil-A. Ugh. And they had a carrot raisin walnut salad.
I remember that.
That was good too.
First job working at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do the bottom of the cups say? Or the bags? It's like a Bible verse, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. No, that's on In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you have any fast food places that you wish were in California that aren't?
Whataburger.
Never been there.
Ugh, so good.
Better than In-N-Out?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the one with like the W and the W, right? Like Weight Watchers, but It's on top of each other?
Kind
of,
I think. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. How do you stay stoned for so long?
I don't know. We had two going both ways, and there were only three of us. So I was like, at one point, I was like, yes, both. Yeah, so maybe that's how. I'll probably still be stoned tonight.
What has been your worst high experience? Like, have you ever had like a really, really bad trip off being high?
No, I've never done anything in excess to the point where I didn't feel like I could handle myself. So I've had no bad. That's not real wood, is it? I've had no bad experiences on anything psychotropic or psychedelic or anything that was like party favor.
So you're blessed.
Yeah, I'm kind of lucky in that sense. And I don't drink, so.
When you say don't drink, you mean you're fully sober or do you like have one occasionally?
No, I don't drink.
I do want to thank you, though. I was talking to Alaska, but I do want to thank you because you were the drag queen that gave me the first go at my career and the way of our Exposed interview. Mm-hmm. And you allowed that and... With that, you told Alaska, and Alaska was the second one, and then it just kind of like took off from there. But I'm like very, very thankful. I just want to let you know that I seriously appreciate everything that you do.
Oh, and you're a sweetheart.
I cannot thank you enough. Like the past 2-3 years have been freaking amazing, and it's just nice to be able to do something that I actually enjoy.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Just having a microphone in front of you. Now I know why you like race chasing.
It's great. Yeah. You're welcome.
What advice would you have as my mom?
Keep the advertisers happy.
Yeah.
Show a little skin. Do whatever. Light that Lilo.
And with that, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. Is there a job or audition that you did not get that you wish you would have got?
Yeah, there was one. The Pocket Full of Hawthorns thing for Shangela Got It for Community. That's one that I really wanted. And then there was another one in Burlesque that Alan Cumming got. But those are the only two that I was like, ooh, I would love. Everything else works out for how it works out.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel pressured to be on all the time?
No.
No.
Uh-uh. I don't feel pressure.
Like, how do you figure out when to turn it on and turn it off?
It's always on. I mean, you put hair on, though, and it's like instantly like more people just want to notice that it's on. It's always on. If you talk to me, I'm always the same person.
Do you feel like the public perception of Willem is different from the homebody perception of Willem?
I think it's the same person. We all have different sides. I mean, just because I sit on a couch and eat food sometimes doesn't mean like I can't do drag and exist as the same like person. Mm-hmm. I don't really, some people have different sides when they're in drag. I think I'm the same kind of. I might be louder depending on what hair my friend has on or what they have on, but you put more than one drag queen in a room, it tends to get louder anyway.
Yeah.
So I think I'm the same person.
What would you say is the worst thing that you have done at a previous gig?
I sang Boys of the Bottom once and I was really sick and like I didn't want to cancel the gig and my voice cracked every time I said the word bottom because it was a high note and like the audience thought I was doing a bit and I remember thinking, okay, go with it. I felt so sick and every time. And I said it like 13 times in the song, I think. Because I couldn't hit that note because I was sick. So that was really bad. But I did the gig and it was fine.
You ever like trashed a hotel room or anything?
No.
No, you're not like a punk, like not going at it.
I mean, I don't know if trying to get people not to like you by ruining a hotel room is a way to get rebooked again.
Yeah.
So, no. Some girls have. Not me.
One thing that I love that you kind of do is that you went into the real estate realm in Palm Springs.
Uh-huh.
You have your beautiful place that you have decked out. What has that experience been like? And how do you like determine like putting your own property out there to Airbnb? Is that not like scare you?
No, because I think cancers are all about spaces and connecting people in spaces and helping and being like, being people who can put on shows or entertained or like do stuff like that. There's a lot of great cancers. And I look at that house as an extension of that type of thing. Just a space to create that people can like hang out in and have fun. And it was just like a fun project. And then after I bought it, I randomly, the guy that gave me a job when I was 19 flyering for Mickey's, he was my realtor. And after I bought it, he was like, HGTV just contacted my blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'd love to be on that show. That's so perfect.
Would you do like a home renovation show or something?
Yeah.
Like what would be your drag equivalent? Would you be in drag?
I mean, I don't know. This mythological show, if it were to exist, I would love being in drag. It's one of my favorite things to do. So like probably maybe if it ever happens.
Well, let's take a break and we'll be right back. We are back. I'm here with Willem. I used to follow you back when your Twitter name was No Extra Eye. Oh, I want to smell.
Mm.
Are these good or bad?
Good.
What's the flavor?
Gold.
I never have had gold. I did. The green one is my favorite.
Oh, emerald.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? It's like kind of like not eucalyptus, very spotty. Which one's the spa one?
Mm-hmm. That one.
Where is the craziest place you've done poppers?
In the butt.
Wait, seriously?
No, I'm trying to think. It's just in the butt was like the game show answer from that clip when people were like, what's the strangest place you've ever made love? In the butt? I think on the Newlywed Game or something. And they were like, no, never mind. What was the question? Where's the strangest place I ever did poppers? Yeah. Let me think. There was a temple in West LA that hired me to do like this night where everybody dresses up in gold.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. And that place I did poppers at a temple. That was kind of distinct because I played popper slap with somebody.
What's popper slap?
It's where you do poppers and slap somebody in the face.
Can I do that?
Not with me today. I need to wear this face more. And these nails will hurt you. Yeah. And I have all these rings on.
Have you ever played Mario Kart with poppers? It's my favorite thing to do.
I don't know that I would because they're more... Yeah, I don't know. I don't do them in social situations, really. unless it's a group. But I do them on the dance floor. I have, because if a song sucks and you do the poppers, it instantly gets like, oh, favorite song, the song, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
What do you have new music coming up?
If I make it, yeah.
I think people have been waiting.
I don't know. Well, I'm only one person. I'm doing other stuff. I don't know when. I don't really plan stuff like that. If inspiration strikes me, I write it down, I make it. And if inspiration strikes me, you know, within a certain period, it might become an album. But, like, I don't give myself, like blanket things like, oh, you're going to make music this year. Like, I will if it inspires me. If I, you know. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Do you have people in your life that inspire you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot. Rhea and Marco's my neighbor. So, like, I'm around, like, creative people a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a whole...
In Alaska.
Yeah. You get to see her all the time.
Yeah.
Do you ever get annoyed of her?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, no. We don't fight. We've never had... We agree on, like, mostly everything. Yeah.
What about the girl groups?
Those, she's Laurel. We agree on everything.
Are you going to bring back DWV?
Oh, I don't know. I hope.
I keep hearing rumors.
From who?
I don't know. I've seen it all over Reddit and social. Yeah.
Girls, stay off the internet. They lie sometimes.
But would you want to bring it back?
I mean, we did have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you talk to him still?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
So better. Better after the bad cruise.
The cruise was bad for many reasons, but none of them were them.
For the money reasons.
For many reasons, but none of them them. That's what I said. We were on a cruise where we found out that two of us were being paid and one of us wasn't. And that was difficult because, yeah, it was difficult. And the manager was the person that entered into that deal. Because, like, it was, I don't know if I should say it, but I mean, I kind of have, like, none of us are with that manager anymore, so it's not, like, libelous to say it, but, like, it was weird that two of us had deals that one of us didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, why aren't they getting paid?
That's shady.
Yeah, and it wasn't Vicky. Vicky was being paid. So it was one of the other two people in that equation, and, like, it was a shitty, shitty day on a cruise ship that day. Once upon a time, not long ago, a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you have coming down the pipeline for 2023?
Hopefully some dick.
Yes.
Cock. Did I mention dick?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And hopefully some gigs. A little more dick.
So dick.
Dick.
Some theater, some gigs.
Podcasts.
Podcasts. Where do you want Mom, Moguls of Media, to excel to? Like, what is your plans and your hopes and your future? Like, what do you want for the company?
We don't have, like, future planning, like, boards or summits or anything. We just do projects that we want to do as they come to us. And that has led to a full slate of stuff. So hopefully there's other aspects of media we can all succeed in together. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Would you ever want to, like, have things on streaming?
I think we do. On Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus. Oh, we have a triple. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm promoting. That's why I'm here today. That's what my publicist told me to say. Uh huh. Okay. Yeah. The Triple A Girls documentary now streaming on outtv.tv or com. And it's also on iTunes. It's Alaska. What's her name? Courtney. We travel around to 15 cities in North America, and it's all filmed. Kane filmed it with Leo Forte, and it's a great slice of look at all the bullshit that we went through on tour and the fun. And, like, if you went to the tour, it's great, but if you didn't go to the tour, go see it. There's music in it. Go see it. You don't have to leave your house. You can stream it. It's great. It's so funny. It explains a lot about everybody. And yeah, it's really great. Please go see it.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Willem.
You're welcome.
And being a guest on this pod and also the YouTube show, which you guys can check out on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe, do all that goodness, write us some comments down below, and also make sure you're subscribed in your favorite podcast app. Leave us a good little comment, little rating, all of that good stuff. Till next time, I'm Joseph Shepherd, and that is the fabulous Willem.
I won't be back.
Sissy That Talk Show podcast is a Moguls of Media and Forever Dog production. Hosted by Joseph Shepard. Produced by Big Dipper, Joe Cilio, and Mariah Nicholas. Engineered by Margot Padilla. And edited by Doug Robertson.